or TikToker. RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in your brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Courts in session.
Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing...
Circles making their way around. I can't hear. things have not yet been known to me, for I have not your eyes. My waiting has not yet been gone at all. Oh, this endless day, pink and grey on the second floor. My friend died last night, or tried. Lights are not bad for such a small place. He's pulsing like he's quite pig-headed. I know you're a heart for mine. The shades are the Venetian kind. They are drawn down blind. Four only lines are shattered in angles on my wall in the daytime. My tales have not yet been seen by them. They are only paper. Screaming ladies, converted shirts. I wish and wishes that never came through. Green eyes have not yet been known to me, for I have not your eyes. My waiting is not yet been gone at all. Oh, this endless day, pigment grey on the second floor. My friend died last night, or tried. Lights are not bad for such a small place. He's posing like he's quite pig-headed. I know you're a heart for mine. The shades are the Venetian kind. They are drawn down blind. Four only lines are shattered in angles on my wall in the daytime. My tales have not yet been seen by them. They are only paper. Screaming ladies, converted shirts. I wish and wishes that never came through.
You are listening to Wound Liquor with Dr. Anomia on WRCT 88.3 FM in the Pittsburgh area and surroundings. Also, WRCT.org throughout the universe. Wound Liquor with Dr. Anomia. Wound liquor, 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 wound liquor.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played a silver ball. Except in my mind, it tasted. Same thing with bulbous automobile bumpers. I could taste them. Not only this, but in my mind's eye, my mind's third eye, numbers and days of the week bore distinctive colors and font style. Hi, welcome to Wound Liquor. It's Doc Anomia, and I am a synesthete. A synesthete. That is to say, I have synesthesia. And synesthesia, my dear friends, is a blurring of the five senses. Touch, smell, taste, sound, sight. I think it's five. And there are different combinations that evoke a particular reaction. Now, you may have this too. There are some very famous neurodivergent people who have shared in synesthesia. You have, oh, Van Gogh. You have Duke Ellington. You have Billie Eilish. I don't know how to pronounce it. Rimbaud. You have Kandinsky, the artist. Hockney, the artist. You have, I don't know how they could detect synesthesia as an actual property in all these people. I know in the case of Olivier Messiaen, that he worked within a color palette that corresponded to notes. The same thing with Alexander Scriabin, a composer as well, who had similarly a palette of musical notations that indicated particular colors. And they both created using what they felt were this color palette that corresponded to particular notes in creating sort of a sound poem. Now, the problem with that is your blue and his blue and anybody else's blue that equates with a particular note doesn't necessarily have to jive, but it's a wonderful, abstracted, colorful bouquet, wouldn't you say? I would too. Messiaen, I love that name. Olivier Messiaen. It's a favorite composer too. So here's the thing. These particular distinctive slurred sensations, that's what synesthesia is, have different kinds of combinations. Now, the technical name for this is not so important, but among the five senses, you have where sounds trigger colors, known as chromesthesia. I have that. Colors associate with numbers and letters, and that's called grapheme, color synesthesia. And you have where words triggering distinct tastes. I have that too, and it's called lexical gustare. I don't know. Forget about it. I can't read my own handwriting. Another form of synesthesia, though. And there's one of a heightened empathy where vicariously somebody gets, smacked in the face, and it's almost akin to, having your mate pregnant and feeling her going through pregnancy pains and such. And that particular vicarious sensory slurring touch synesthesia. Very interesting. And you can also get acquired synesthesia. Like if you get hit in the head with a shovel or something, that can incur at least for a little while. But the mark of a true synesthesia is the permanence of that particular color association, that particular association. So if I tell you what the days of the week are, in terms of font size and color, they always have the same. For example, for me, Monday, I can't describe the font size because I'm not very versed in font sizes. Their particular rubric, but for Monday, it's sort of like a metal flake blister color white. Tuesday is sort of a caca brown, okay? Maybe a little bit of green flecks in there. Wednesday is more so of a dark and brown, sort of a brown black. Thursday is orange. And Fridays are black, okay? Black Friday, right? Okay. You know, who knows? Maybe I got it that way too, but I don't know. I see a certain font size when I hear those names, and it's been pretty constant. And I had this since a little kid, and I think in time, some of the evocativeness, if you will, has rubbed away. You know, it's not as striking, as shimmery, and as astounding and stunning as it had been in my mind, but it's always been a great entertainment. I would listen to music, and I would see colors, but I also saw patterns, sort of like if you imagine a vine, and the different configurations and growth patterns and complexities. That's how it would be if I heard and hear a symphony or a certain music. All music has particular value in terms of shapes and colors for me, some more than others. Okay, fascinating. Well, maybe you share this too. I'll come back and we're going to talk more about this, all right? But now I want you to set your color dial to different curated music that I have, and mixtures that I have created for you in celebration of this installment of Wound Liquor dealing with synesthesia. More specifically, I forgot what I called it. Purple phrases are in my mind. The joy of synesthesia. Enjoy the music, hopefully. We'll be right back.
When will you pay me, say the bells of Old Bailey?
When I grow rich, say the bells of Shoreditch.
When will that be, say the bells of Stepney?
I'm sure I don't know, says the great bell at Bow.
Dong, 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 ding, dong. When will you pay me, say the bells of Old Bailey? When I grow rich, say the bells of Shoreditch. When will that be, say the bells of Stepney? I'm sure I don't know, says the great bell at
Remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? I do. We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune into Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark here on independent freeform radio 88.3 WRCT.
Miles high, and when you touch down, you find that it's stranger than known. Tune in to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m.
I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. A 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about a 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite frightfully. They call me Mellow Yellow.
They call me Mellow. Oh, catch it quick, you fool. It's blown away. Oh, that's not a paper bag that's blown away. No, it's not my hat. It's not my hat. It's not my hat. It's my house. My house is blowing away. There it goes. Blowing around the corner. Look at that. Oh, that is my hat. It's my house. My house is blowing away. Huh. Oh, somebody catch my house. Oh, there it blows. There it blows. Look at that. Look at that. It's a great wind. It's a great wind. It's a great wind. It's blowing my house away. I don't want my house to blow away. Somebody, catch it. Catch my house. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. Oh, oh, there it goes. White's caught the mailman. The mailman. The mailman. The mailman was on the front stoop. Look at that. He's blowing away. He's blowing away. He's blowing away. Oh, Mr. Mailman. Mailman. Catch my house. Oh, there it goes. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. Look at that. Look at that. Around the corner. Around the corner. It's going around the corner. I don't know. I have to go around the corner. Look at that. Huh? People everywhere. People everywhere. My house is blowing away. No. No. And it isn't even windy. How do you account for that? How do you account for that? A little wind tunnel with this game right here and took my house right off from under me. Well, I'm glad I wasn't in that house. Look at that. Look at that. Now tell me what's happening, what's happening, what's happening? It's been windy, it's been windy, and things are blowing away. What does that mean? What does that mean? No, the wind is wind. Look at that. Yes, that's a tree. Tree, 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 it's tree falling in my house. That tree falling, tree. No, I don't feel any wind, I don't feel any wind. What is that? Oh, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no,
Yeah, that was Dion McGregor. And Dion McGregor was a character who was prone to talking in his sleep. And sometime in the 60s, his roommate had recorded all his bizarre adventures in dreamland. And they're pretty lucid and pretty loose and pretty weird. So, speaking of weird, it's Docanomia, and you're listening to Wound Liquor, and we're talking today about synesthesia. And I don't mean to be bragging on myself, but I am so happy to have synesthesia, the slurring of senses, wherein you hear music and it reminds you of colors and shapes. You see words or hear words, and you can see them in colors and shapes, font sizes, fun sizes, actually. And this may be something that you share too, and maybe never really thought about. Or when you think about it, all you think about is being barraged by colors and stuff like that. So, you know, it doesn't even faze you. But, you know, I just to give you some comfort and to bring you into the brother and sisterhood of this, to make you feel at ease with this particular gift, this neurological neurodivergent gift, synesthesia. As a synesthete, you are not mentally ill. It's not a mental illness. It's a gift, I think. It's a gift, I think. And, you know, I don't know whether it's compounded, or more in tune with folks who are circular thinkers, folks who can't get to the point, folks who are, you know, very verbose and just full of wind. But that might be where its locus is in the circular thinker. I also think that this is the province, synesthesia, the province of acid casualties or acid adjacent folk. The thing is, again, as with acquired synesthesia, you've had an accident or a head injury. You may see stars and colors and all kinds of lucky charm shapes, but it isn't really a byproduct of your own genetic disposition. Speaking of which, there is no known etiology. There is not a real understanding of why synesthesia happens. It is a wiring that just happens. And some people are thusly wired.
what was the false song?
I'm totally wired. We're totally wired, yes. But again, with things like hallucinogens that are not naturally occurring in one's soci folds, the brain folds, in some particular, I don't know, it would probably be the parietal lobe or temporal lobe where you start seeing these kinds of visionary things. It's not a structural thing. It's not an essential thing. It's something that was acquired, maybe with a good smart hit in the back of the head, or I don't know. I don't know the particular neurotransmitter and brain churning things that can happen in either a head injury or in a hallucinogenic aficionado who has flashbacks, all right? Brain damage. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. And I don't care. I just love the fact that this is a natural high. And so we continue. And ooh, look at the colors.
Thank you. Olivier Messiaen. Olivier Messiaen. Olivier Messiaen.
RCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
We'll be right back.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.